Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's only one of these every year, Bolsey. Wait a second. What is this music from?
This Week in Baseball.
Ah.
Gathering
I knew it was
crowds.
Baseball related, and then I was going to fake it through and say yeah. I knew what it was, but I don't.
You know, it sounds familiar. It sounds baseball-y.
Yeah, it sounds baseball-y. Pirates-Reds at 4 o'clock. Baseball is back. I think it's going to be interesting again in this city. I really do believe that it's going to be interesting. And I want to start today, Folsy. Well, I want to start by asking you how you are. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can't complain.
No, you're not. I don't believe it.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm not.
Okay. Why aren't you? Oh, I think I know the real reason why, but I don't know if you want to get into it.
Can't.
Yeah.
Won't.
Understandable.
Yeah, but that's the personal life, Folsy. Who cares about that? We have baseball. I mean, it's nothing major. It's just a bitter resentment. That's all. When you resent people, Folsy, do you have imaginary conversations in your head where you crush them?
Absolutely.
You say the exact right thing that makes you the winner?
Or say, you know, you go through the scenario where you see them the next time in person and you say, I'm going to say this.
Right. And then you don't?
Yep. And then I see the next time and I'm like, maybe not.
We're all undefeated in our heads, though, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I'm a 1,000,000,000. It's a Pyrrhic victory, though. Is that the phrase? A victory that means nothing, that in the end is not sustaining and might actually be a loss, net loss.
Yeah. Most of the time, your own bitterness is, you are losing if you're marred in bitterness over something. You
right.
know?
Yes.
It's in your own head and you're driving yourself crazy over it.
Yeah.
You're losing the battle.
Exactly. Now the question is how to get out of it. And one way to get out of it is to talk sports and especially baseball. And I want to start out old school today.
Okay.
When I first started doing radio on a station in a far-off galaxy that no longer exists, it was like, what would you call it? Paint-by-numbers sports talk radio. I have a topic, and I throw out the number. Never do that anymore. I haven't done it in years. Really have gone for more of the invite people up to the bar, and let's talk sports. They can join, they can listen, they can have an opinion, whatever it might be. There doesn't have to be a set structured approach to it. In fact, that's not good radio, in my opinion. You?
I agree with that. Or they can just sit back and laugh at us because we say ridiculous things every once in a while, or they vehemently disagree with something that we say.
Yeah, and that happens every day.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But I think people in general want to hear just the conversations they have with their buddies here.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Right.
And that's what you and I and Ron strive to do on a daily basis.
That's right.
But every once in a while, I think it's okay to simply open up the lines on a specific topic. And I think today is that day, NeNe. I think today, do you have the clip of Ron saying NeNe?
No, I don't.
Oh, you got to clip that
I
one
know.
Off. He loves that.
He does.
I don't think he's loved anything in radio as much as saying NeNe
the
said way he
like
says it.
Six times.
I know.
On Friday.
Just absolutely adores it.
By the way, I got a text from him this morning.
I was just going to ask you if you talked to him.
Yeah, with his Pirates prediction. He said, you know, if Starkey asks or cares, my prediction is I can save it.
Hold on a second here. What's he implying by that?
I don't know.
He said, Starkey asks or cares.
This was the exact text at 8:14 a.m.
Why wouldn't he text me?
I don't know. Huh. That's a great question.
A simple little season prediction turns into another resentment, doesn't it, Folsy?
Well, I guess kind of in fairness, Ron has been texting me throughout the week for the Feed the Need stuff that we did and also for his reads. He sends in new reads all the time. So he's still doing that on vacation, I guess, because he has to update them.
Yeah.
So he's been texting me periodically. Maybe he just thought, I can only take one of these two goofballs. Let's just stick to the one.
Yeah, you might be right.
You know?
To be honest, though, I was thinking of him and just doing this Monday, putting our time capsule together, all our predictions, all of that, because I know Ron likes that, and so do I. And we always get a good laugh at the end of the season at how wrong we are about everything, right?
We should still absolutely do that on Monday, even though there'll be three games played already.
Yeah, that makes it even more intriguing in some ways, right? We have three games. We'll make that clear in the time capsule, and we'll do our predictions. But I am interested in what Ron says, and that leads us back to our topic, a paint-by-numbers topic, literally by the numbers. What we want today is a win total. Give us a win total for the Pirates. We got into feelings yesterday. Was that yesterday? No, the day before. About your feelings going therapy going into the season. I think we helped some people. I honestly believe that this is that baseball is interesting again, potentially in this town. But I also understand for people who are so embittered, they're never going to listen, watch a game again. I get it. But for now, what we want is a simple win total, Folsy. What do you got?
Me, personally?
Yeah, we're going to ask people, give us the total first, and then give us a succinct explanation for why you're... Listen to this. My friend Rob works over at True Value. At least he did last I checked. A wonderful man. He said yesterday, I'll bet you a round of golf the Pirates win 84 games.
What?
84. I don't know if Crowley's sticking to this, but he was on the air within the last 3 weeks. I think it was a Friday night show. I don't know if he actually made the prediction, but he, and so was Nicholas Callis, by the way, hinting at a winning season. Or at 81 wins, anyway. So with that knowledge, Folsy, what do you got?
For me, I have 73 wins for your Pittsburgh Pirates this year. I know that by the simple fact that people are even putting it out there that they're thinking about a winning season tells me that overall the general thought is this team is going to be better than it's been over the last 3 years. I agree with that. I just don't know to what degree they're going to be better. I set the bar at 70 wins and say they've got to get there. I want to see that kind of improvement. They're going to have prospects come up. I was reading Jonathan Mayo's piece last night.
Yeah, you sent me that.
Yeah, he thinks there's going to be 15 guys that are going to make their way onto this roster this year that are going to be called up onto this major league team. And I don't know what their impact is going to be, but that intrigues me. That makes me believe that they're going to be at least a little bit better of a team. So I think 73 wins is right about where they'll land this year. They've made improvements in their pitching staff. I think 1 year older for a lot of those guys. And they've gotten some major league bats with Carlos Santana and Andrew McCutchen. And G-Man Choi.
I'm glad you threw that one in there.
But not Austin Hedges, because I don't expect much from him offensively.
I'm pretty much there with you. I'm at 74. I'm at 74 and 88. I think they're going to get some help. I think this season they get help. They did last year kind of with O'Neill Cruz. I mean, eventually he helped. It was sort of disastrous for a while, right?
Yeah, right.
But I think they get help in the middle of this season with players like Andy Rodriguez. I think he'll be here. I don't know which guys are going to rise at AAA. I could see a Swaggerty story developing. Mm-hmm. I could see Sawinski floundering and Swaggerty coming in and playing well. I could see Nick Gonzalez taking off this year. He's been sort of injured and middling so far. Quinn Priester, one of these young pitchers, Luis Ortiz. I guess what I'm saying is it's the first time in a while where I see help on the horizon that's going to make the team better during the season than that idea that, wow, even if they were to play well, and more specifically, even if some of these veterans play really well, they're just going to move on from them and get worse in the middle of the season. So there's that dynamic at play, Folsy. And then I just think that generally they're better. I think first you win with stars, and I think O'Neill Cruz is going to take a star turn this year. I really believe that. And then the bottom line, even in the age of, you know, the proliferation of bullpen arms and innings, it still starts with starting pitching, and I certainly don't love this rotation, but I like the top of it better than I have. I don't remember the last time I liked it that much, this much.
Are you all in on Mitch Keller?
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. I've made that mistake before.
I know.
But I think he's going to be good. I think Contreras is going to be good. One of these veterans, I think, will have a solid start and be pretty good, and then I think that somebody, again, is going to come up and help them. So, I mean, 74 and 88 under normal circumstances is no reason to, plan a ticker tape parade here. But that's my number, 74. What's yours? Folsy, 73. Myself, 74. How about you? Step to the plate here at 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Just say your win total. We're going to mark them all down, Folsy. We'll mark them all down today and come up with an average. And then give us a succinct reason, a short reason, in other words, as to why. Just defend your position. Some people have lost their minds. My friend Rob, and I'm going to win that golf round from him. 84 wins? He's gone nuts. What does Ron say, Folsy, if I may interrupt you with a fan there? Let's go with his number. Does he give a reason or just a number? Let me guess his number.
Okay. He just gave a number.
68.
72.
Very
so we have Ron at 72, me at 73, you at 74.
Yes. Now let me ask you this question. And again, 928-9370. Just step on in. Step on in here and give your win total and give us a reason. Are we all crazy for just assuming that the Pirates are going to be 10 games at least better than last season? That thought struck me today. Like, I think they might be better than even what us three think. But I started thinking this morning, the Pirates were the hottest bet in the major leagues when their over-under started at, I don't know, it was low 60s when it started. People went crazy. In all of baseball, not here, in all of baseball, they were the hottest bet. Pirates over, Pirates over. Now it's all the way up, I believe, to 67.5, and people are still betting the over. It's almost like we're all making an assumption that they're not just going to be improved, but improved by at least 10 games. Or if you bet the over, at least, what, 6 games? Are we making a mistake there? Am I just paranoid? Folsy, do you think this is automatic? And I know you're busy on the phones, and I'm sorry to interrupt. Have we all lost our minds?
I think this is the hope springs eternal part of every season, right? Well, not
every
season.
But it's also rational, I think.
It's rational because they've made additions. I think, well, I wonder how much it is, honestly, with one person. Whether he is the same person that he was before when he was here or not.
Who?
With Andrew McCutchen being back on this team.
He's not. He's not even close.
I know. But I'm saying in our minds, we subconsciously
in their minds,
think,
yeah.
Oh, Andrew McCutchen's on this team. They're better. But are they? Are they much better with them? I don't know.
I don't think it's just him, though. But I understand that you think for a lot of people it is. And I agree that the idea of him.
Yes. And I'm not saying it's just him, but that helps with this.
What was their opening day lineup last year?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Could you look that up, Folsy?
Yeah, I could.
Google Pirates opening day 2022 lineup. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if we've all gone crazy, if we're buying into something that's not real. However, the better part of me, the bigger part of me says that I honestly believe that, I'm picking to win, 12 more games than last season.
They also had a disastrous year. I mean, what did they finish? They finished with 100 losses.
Yeah. Well, so that's what they have, disastrous years.
Right. I mean, it's kind of...
They've turned that into an art form. But I would argue that they were completely tanking the last 3 years, and they were designed to lose.
Right.
This year, they're designed to... Are they designed to win? They're designed to win more. But that doesn't mean they will.
You want to hear what the starting lineup was last year?
Yes, I do, Falsey.
At catcher was Roberto Perez.
Is Austin Hedges better than him?
Defensively, yes. Offensively, I don't know.
Will you call that a wash? Let's just find out how
are we talking about when they come to the plate? Are they in better
position?
Better
catcher. Is
better
it an
catcher
upgrade?
Austin
upgrade
Hedges,
on
yes.
Austin Hedges.
Yes.
Okay. I'll say yes as well, I think.
First baseman. Yoshi Tsutsugo. Remember how much hype was around him? He was supposed to have a fantastic season last year. He was supposed to build on all that momentum.
I needed that, Falsey.
And he
we
flopped.
Don't even know if that's an upgrade. I think it is. Right? Does the lack of a shift help here with Carlos Santana?
Absolutely it does. And G-Man Choi he's a major league hitter.
All right, we have two upgrades.
Yeah.
Minor ones, potentially.
Minor.
Very minor. All right, second base, who
second
started?
Second base, Hoy Park. How about that? I didn't know he was the opening day second baseman.
Did I?
He of the .216 batting average last year with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs throughout the season. I think they're going to get better play at a second base with both Ji-Won Bae and your boy, Rodolfo Castro.
I think that's a significant upgrade, Falsey. So we're 3-for-3 with one significant upgrade.
Third base, Key Brian Hayes.
I think he's going to be better. Say this much about Key Brian Hayes. Here's a couple things. One, he led the team in WAR. Okay? Capital W,
what
capital A,
for?
Capital A-R. Which, really, I mean, people, well, not one of these analytics, and what does that mean? It's just a measurement of offense and defense.
Yeah, it's wins above replacement.
Yeah, it's a measurement of all-around player, and I respect the effort to try and measure an all-around player, and he led the Pirates in that category, which is damning somebody with faint praise. I get it. He's one of the best defensive players in all of baseball, which means he has value, and he stole 20 bases. Which means, did you see where stolen bases were up 50% in spring training?
Yep.
Because of the rules and the new bags?
Yep.
He could steal 35 bases.
I think that's why Ji-Won Bae is going to get so much playing time, because they expect him to go out there and steal bases. He's got speed.
So Hayes, I also believe that he was hurt a lot of last season. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't ever think he's going to be a slugger. But this version of Key Brian Hayes, I expect to be an upgrade over last year's.
You remember the weird interview he had at the end of last season where he basically said that he was playing through all these injuries?
Yeah, said he could barely get off the plane or on the plane.
Yeah, he had like back issues and stuff.
Yeah. So you see that and you keep throwing him in the lineup?
On a losing team?
Anyway, Falsey, we're 4-for-4, and I think it's going to be significant.
Shortstop. This is significant.
Who played shortstop last year?
Kevin Newman.
No, he was good. I like Kevin Newman.
But he's a backup.
I know.
He's not a starter.
I know, but not worthy of laughter. I respect him and like him. I think he's a good player.
Yeah. He's in Cincinnati now.
I kind of wish he had stuck around. Not as a starting shortstop, obviously, but as a backup middle infielder.
Is he going to start for them today with Cincinnati? He might.
It's the Kevin Newman Bowl. But we can say,
upgrade.
As sure as we can say anything, this is a monstrous upgrade with O'Neill Cruz.
Yes. Definitely.
I'm feeling a lot better about this, Falsey. We just went around the diamond, and none of those positions are a downgrade. At least two, by any reasonable measurement, are significant upgrades. Keep going, please.
Left field, Ben Gamel.
He was okay.
Yeah.
I like Ben Gamel.
Right. He got hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Center field, Brian Reynolds.
Well, who is it this year? Reynolds, right?
Reynolds is going to, I think, play left and
significant upgrade. Center field last year was Reynolds. Now to Sawinski. That's your first significant downgrade, I think.
Yeah.
Now, maybe Sawinski can recapture what he had in the early parts of his tenure last year, but the final parts were so utterly disastrous that I'm curious. And then he had a bad spring, right?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
I'm worried about him.
Me too.
That's my first downgrade.
Right field, Cole Tucker. Hey, good on that guy for marrying Vanessa Hudgens, his, you know, his dream girl. But his baseball career didn't go so well. So I guess Kutch is going to be out there.
Is he? Or is he going to be the DH opening day, I wonder? Because he said he's been battling some little injuries. So let's say Kutch or...
or Connor Joe.
God. I mean, let's face it. Some of these positions are in, are they're just holding patterns for young guys
sure.
to get here, right?
And that's one of them. Right field, I think.
We had somebody tweet us the other day wondering why we were questioning Swaggerty getting sent down, and the gist of the tweet was, it's real simple, guys. He's going to get regular at-bats that he can't get here. Yeah, then the question becomes, why can't he get them here when Connor Joe might?
Watch out for Kanan Smith and Jigba. He intrigues me. He's having a great spring. He hit another homer, was that a couple days ago? He's got a little something to him. And I wonder if he doesn't get more playing time here as we.
I'm going to call that an upgrade, but no offense to him because I liked him as a guy. Any breathing mammal would be an upgrade on Cole Tucker in right field, right? Let's look at the rotation next, Folsy. Yeah. So now I'm feeling better. Now that we've looked at this scientifically, analytically in some ways, they're definitely better position-wise than they were last year, in some cases significantly so.
Oh, by the way, DH, because we have to we include that now. That was Dan Vogelback.
I did like him.
He was a nice, he was a good player.
He's Donnie Football's favorite. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. Same build.
Did you know Donnie Football? He's lost like half a football here.
He has.
If his body is an entire football, he's down to the laces
right now.
This
is Deflategate with Donnie Football.
You're not kidding. Is Brady involved in this?
Seriously.
Belichick? This is Deflategate.
Roger Goodell is going to come down on Donnie Football here. He's going to have a 4-game suspension.
Donnie Gate. I mean, he really does. He looks great, doesn't he?
He does.
Why did we bring him up?
Dan Vogelback.
Oh, yeah. He loves Vogelback.
He does.
Was angry when they let Vogelback go?
Mm-hmm.
I like Vogelback.
Me too.
I wish he were still around. But, I mean, he wasn't exactly Mickey Mantle either.
No, but he had pop, and he was fun to watch run the bases.
Let's say
too.
It's Kutch this year. That's a wash to me.
Yeah, I agree.
So, by and large, we like the lineup, I would say, a lot better. It would be hard not to have a better lineup. I get it. We're not comparing this lineup to anybody else in baseball except last year's Pirates in the context of, are we crazy for thinking they'll definitely improve by at least 10 wins? And I would say, no, we're not crazy. In fact, we're very reasoned in our approach. Why don't we look at the rotation and the bullpen next, although you're going to hit me with some names in the bullpen. I have no idea. And we'll get to your calls next, because we started this with you. Win total, brief rationale as to why. 412-928-9370. Line them up, Folsy. I've got 74, you've got 73, Ron has 72. We want to hear from you. Give us a Pirate win total. Rob from True Value has 84. Anybody want to top that one? 928-9370.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to get to the phones here. Your win total, your rationale, but first, and then we're going to get back to comparing this year's opening day to last year's lineup. First, Folsy, we had a moment, didn't we? A moment of levity in the first segment where I didn't mean for this to happen, and I didn't want to just die laughing, but my laugh wound up sounding like one of those dolphin audios where you hear a dolphin who's like at the bottom of the ocean and they have dolphin talk. I couldn't help it. We were comparing. Do you have the clip?
We
were comparing this year's first baseman, presumably Santana, a little bit of Choi, G-Man Choi in there, right?
Yes.
Compared to last year's. And I've never laughed like this. It was, I don't know why this happened. Let's go to it.
First baseman, Yoshi Tsutsugo. What was that?
I don't know why that happened.
Could you not breathe?
I couldn't breathe. It just struck me as so funny. The whole lineup from last year strikes me as something beyond comical. And anybody who thinks that the Pirates weren't designed to lose, you forget it. I'm not getting back into how people, you know, didn't think that there was an actual attempt to lose games. You don't put out a roster like that if you're trying to win. And they got the number one pick again. So tank job, A+. That's what you want.
They bottomed out.
Now start winning. Yes.
They bottomed out like they should have.
So we determine, at least position-wise, that the Pirates are better at basically every position. Maybe a few are a wash, except center field, where it was Brian Reynolds last year and Sawinski this year. That's a downgrade.
And Reynolds, I'm sure, is going to play some center, too.
Yeah.
Shelton said that with us yesterday.
But the overall outfield doesn't seem to be upgraded. I'll be honest about that. It really doesn't.
That's where there's the most question marks, I think. Where the corner outfield spots, I mean, you don't really know what's going to happen there.
Seems to be very similar. Hopefully Reynolds has hopefully he has a much better start, but has a little better of a year. Let's go to the calls, Folsy.
All right. First up, we have Harry.
Hello, Harry. What do you got for a win total?
79 South and bumper-to-bumper traffic, so my positive disposition is being challenged.
I thought you had 79 as a win total. Go ahead.
Well, your exercise of going around the opening day lineup brought me back, and I'm gonna go with 82 wins.
Wow.
And I'm gonna say a 20-game improvement, and I'm basing it mainly on the other teams in the division. I watched a lot of the World Baseball Classic. I thought Wainwright looked his age. I know it's early, but all of those Cardinals looked, none of them were difference makers. I think the Cubs are worse. I think the Reds are the same. You know, I think that the Pirates have a chance to pick up a lot more wins within the division this year. And I think G-Man Choi is going to bring some sauce from Tampa.
Well, some sauce? Hold on a second here. hold on a second. The Cardinals, you're right about their pitching, I think, and about Wainwright. It's questionable, their rotation. But let's be honest here, man. In the middle of their lineup, they've got Goldschmidt, MVP, Arenado, Contreras. They've got a pretty nice middle of the lineup. And then what you just said is very interesting to me, Harry. And I'll tell you why. Because the schedule has changed. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of the major change in baseball schedule to where you're not going to be playing teams in your division nearly as much. Jason Stark wrote a piece on this. Check this out. Games versus your own division has gone from 76 to 52. 76 to 52. So it's way less important that you have crappy teams in your own division. This has become like NFL. Like you can now really rank teams on strength of schedule. I think the Pirates, what I saw, are in the middle of the pack. But, man, the fact that or the idea that you can beat up on your own division maybe a little bit isn't as important as it was. Thank you, Harry.
Yep, you bet. Have a great day, guys.
Can you mark these down, Falsey? We'll take an aggregate at the end.
Yep, I got Harry at 82 wins.
82 and 80.
How about that for our first caller predicts a winning season?
Did you know that about the schedule?
No, I didn't.
I mean, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
And they've designated each team to have a rival, which you face four times, two games at home, two on the road. We'll take a closer look at the Pirates schedule. Who's next?
We got Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I was pretty optimistic when I woke up this morning, so my win total kind of shot up there, so I'm floating around 88.
What? This is a prank call.
Nope.
88?
Look, I'm just feeling that the prospects are going to click with the veteran leadership and kind of have like a Kansas City type moment.
I will say this much. What's this man's name, Falsey?
Zach.
If Andy Rodriguez is what he's purported to be, and Ron learned the word purported way back at Northwestern, if he's a legit middle of the order bat and a rising star, and he can come in and juice this up like Chris Bryant did early in his career with the Cubs, man, that could change everything. Because right now, of everything I look at with the Pirates, the one glaring spot is they don't really have a middle of the order. I mean, Reynolds, if he bats third, I guess, is good. That would be good.
They don't.
But I think it's going to be O'Neill, Cruz, then Reynolds, and then who? McCutchen batting third? And then who's your cleanup guy? They need stars in the middle of their order. So that could change. But 88 wins.
88, because look, the prospect pool that they have with Paguero and Davis and everybody down there, they're all going to get that chance this year. And all these young bucks are going to click, and it's going to click. And we have McCutchen back just for veteran leadership. There's a purpose, and that's what his purpose is get this team on a winning track, and it's going to be 88 wins. And they're going to surprise the whole National League, probably all of America.
surprise me.
Thank you, sir.
That would surprise
Thank
me.
You.
Listen, tape that call. I mean, it goes back to the old Beano Cook theory, too, here. If you make an outlandish
I am going to say
he did
that
make
call.
An outlandish prediction with Ron. So maybe it doesn't apply when he said that, was it Ron Polis would win a bunch of Heismans? But by and large, when you make an outlandish prediction, it can only turn out well for you. Either right. People forget about it, or you can remind them that you were right.
Exactly.
So I have strength of schedule in front of me, Folsey. Way more interleague play, way less division play. There was a sea change in scheduling in Major League Baseball this year. Everything's different. The Red Sox, based on preseason projections, have the most difficult schedule in all of baseball, and the Pirates are right in the middle at 14th. So
does that still factor in their division?
Maybe it does. I mean, they play 52 games, but they don't play 76 games like they did. Worth noting, the two of the three easiest schedules in all of baseball are the Brewers and the Cardinals. Mm. Wouldn't you know it, Falsey?
Of course the Cardinals do that.
Huh? The Cardinals have the easiest schedule in the league. God, is that annoying.
It is.
Are they the most listen, let's use the word annoying as an adjective. In this century, the 21st century, since the year 2000, are they the most annoying Pittsburgh sports team opponent of all? To me, it's not even close. There may be more hate for the Ravens, you know, for a period of time, the perfect Bengals. I can't even think of one for Pitt since they switched leagues. Used to be any team from the Big East in basketball you could pick. Penguins, Capitals, Penguins, Flyers. The Flyers have stunk so far. You hate them, yes, but as far as just sheer annoyance, it's the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, and then for me, right behind them are the Islanders. The Islanders are so...
Nice pick.
Oh, they're so annoying.
I know.
Because they're not even that good.
I know.
They're not.
They're not that good. They're just the annoying little pesky Islanders.
Yeah, they just always hang around. They always do something to keep themselves in games. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the day, they're winning a series against you. And you're like, what? How?
Multiple times.
Why did that happen?
They're the Penguins' greatest foil in history. When you look at it, they ruined a dynasty in 93. They came back from three games to none to humiliate them. They've swept them. They beat them a couple years ago. The Islanders, and they might keep them out of the playoffs this year, by the way. Not a good night for the Penguins last night.
No.
With what happened around the league. But the Cardinals, it's just year after year after year after year. Even when the Pirates win 95 games, who's ahead of them? The Cardinals. Even when the Pirates win
98.
Right.
In 2015, where'd the Cardinals win?
Did the Cubs
99.
Or Cardinals? Did they?
Yeah.
The Cardinals finished ahead of them that year?
I think they did.
Cubs? Okay. The Pirates have not finished ahead of the Cardinals since 1999 or 98, since last century. You have people who are graduating, who have graduated from college, who have never seen the Pirates finish ahead of the Cardinals in the standings. And it's just the sight of them and players who stay around forever, seemingly to specifically torture the Pirates.
You know, they are annoying, but there is a little bit of respect there for me.
Yeah, I know.
That they can do that year in and year out, that they have guys that have stuck around forever.
Yes.
You know, that they build through the system. They do everything right. And maybe that's annoying, too.
And they spend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm annoyed.
I hear you. We'll get back to your calls next. So far, we have 74, 78, and 88. Is that? No, 82 and 88, right?
Oh, yeah. 82 and 88 from callers.
These people have lost their minds.
We have an average of what? 85, I guess? That would
be. I've got 74, Folsey 73, Ron 72, and the callers apparently think they'll challenge for the World Series. 412-928-9370. A win total and a rationale is what we need from you. Coming up next on Cook and Joe. Back to the phones, Folsey. We're also going to compare pitching from last year to this year on opening day for the Pirates. We're in the middle of that. But we have a bunch of calls rolling in. And what we want simply is your win total and a brief rationale for that. Folsey says 73. Ron says 72. I say 74. And our first two callers were completely out of their minds. They said 82. And was it Zach who said 88?
88, yep.
What's he smoking, Folsey?
That was the record of the 2014 team, I believe.
All in the context of the Pirates haven't won a division or a playoff series since 1979. How old are you, Folsey? Minus what?
79 minus 14, I think.
You were even smaller than the average, Fole.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back. Who's up?
All right, we got Bill.
Gentlemen, good morning. I'm not going to go crazy with the whole lot. I'm going to say 77.
A short rationale for that, William?
I don't think we're going to have as many stupid plays like missing first base on a home run or not getting a double play when all we had to do was make a double play and turn into a little league circus out there. I think we're a little bit more mature. We're going to play the defense a little better, and that's going to add up to a couple more wins.
What was your total again?
77.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
77. That leads to a very quick topic, Folsey.
Yeah.
How would you rank the blooper reel plays the Pirates have made in
recent
years?
Will Craig tops the list.
Well, let's first list them because he may have some competition. Missing first base on a homer. Executing or trying to execute the first ever rundown between home and first. Having a cell phone in your pocket and handing it to the third base coach.
That was
after
your boy.
You slide into third. So
that was Castro.
That was Castro. That's right. My favorite player.
Yeah.
So let's take those three, rank them in terms of, you know, pure calamity.
First is Will Craig for me. I mean, that was, it was utterly ridiculous that a major league team was trying to do that on a baseball field. It was total embarrassment. Second would probably be missing first base. Was that Key Brian Hayes that did that? Or first base.
Yeah.
He missed first base
on
the
homer.
Yeah,
he missed first base. Oh, I got to add a fourth. I have to add a fourth.
Okay.
Eating while play is going on around you at third base. And that was Key Brian Hayes taking the sunflower seeds out of his pocket and literally eating.
While a play is going on.
As a player's running around behind him for third base. I'm sorry, there's four.
Yeah, that might be second, actually.
Yeah.
That's second, and I'll put the missing first, third, and the cell phone thing fourth. I think that was kind of a fluky deal. Although, probably shouldn't have a cell phone even close to the field.
Yeah.
Probably not a great look, but I can see how that might happen.
Well, what does it say that your fourth-ranked calamity is a man taking a cell phone out of his pocket and handing it to the third base coach?
Having a cell phone come out of his pants pocket as he's sliding into third base.
I'm going to say the first base rundown because it's never happened before and never will. It'll never happen again.
Oh, never say never.
No. Well,
but
outside
never.
Of here, it'll never happen again. It can't. Nobody would ever think of that. They could play baseball for a trillion more years and it won't ever happen. That's one. Cell phone two, sunflower seeds during the game as the play is live, three, and missing first base. Who's next, Fulzy?
We've got Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What do you got?
I got them at 76 wins this year.
Your rationale for that?
I think the lineup got better, but I really don't think the pitching got too much better.
But, and yet you're picking 14 more wins. That's a lot of that. I can guarantee
because
it.
Because I think they're going to be able to outscore more teams this year.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you, Josh.
Yep, you're welcome.
We certainly don't have many pessimists in the crew, Fulzy. Who's next?
We do not. Let's go. Oh, Mike just dropped off, so no Mike. How about Stu?
Stu, I love that name. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have the perfect word to compliment incrinculant.
Yes.
And it comes perfect with your segment about how St. Louis is so annoying.
Yes.
I think they're more than annoying. I think they're agranoitating.
Agranoitating, Fulzy.
It's a word, aggravating, annoying, and irritating.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I think it's perfect to, you know, I think it's a complete opposite of incrinculate.
I do, too, and I appreciate you delivering that. How about a win total?
I have them at 81.
Wow.
81.
Fulzy.
I hope that they come to terms with Brian Reynolds and he has an outstanding year.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I know this isn't a scientific sample, but once you start getting this many calls, is there a sense of optimism or, Fulzy, can it accurately be said that the people who don't care anymore certainly aren't calling? And maybe
sure.
The people who think they're going to be horrible might not be calling. I don't know, but we're starting to get a sample size of opening day optimism here, aren't we?
I think it is, yes. I think I came into today thinking that there was a sense of optimism among the fan base and these first, what, one, two, three, four, five calls now. I mean, we've had three of the five calls have had 81-plus wins.
It's amazing. 412-928-9370. We can keep this rolling. Just go to it intermittently. We have a lot to talk about today. Maybe Brian Reynolds will sign today. What percent chance would you put on that, Fulzy? I'm going to say less than 50.
Yeah, I'm going to put it at like 20%. The day to do it was yesterday.
Yesterday. In fact, I'm going to put it at 5%.
In fact, I'll put it at 4%.
3.
2.
0.
You cheated.
You can't put it lower than
you
that.
You cheated.
Your calls, and we'll get to back to the schedule. The team that Major League Baseball designated as the Pirates' rival was always a joke and remains so. I'll tell you who that is. Well, you probably know, unless you haven't been paying attention for 3 years, in which case I wouldn't blame you. But I'll tell you anyway. On Cook and Joe here, Ron on vacation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.